I'm Ian Hamley. I'm Diamond Professor of Chemistry, the University of Reading. I've just been notified that I've won the Royal Society Leverhulme Wolfson Merit Award. I'm delighted, of course. It's great, actually, to be recognised. We've been working in the area for a number of years, and this is quite a boost. It's, you know, it's a measure of esteem and prestige. It should help us going forward, help us in our interactions with industry, and also obtaining funding from the research councils. It's great. Yeah, I'm very happy. It's relating to our work on peptides. Peptides are small proteins, essentially. They're involved in various biological processes in disease, but not just in disease, also in producing things like tissue. So the peptides have a very important role in tissue production, and our work touches on various aspects. So we have one strand of activity relating to a possible treatment for Alzheimer's disease, which is caused by proteins which have structural errors. The other aspect is to do with peptides in a more functional role, and this is in stimulating tissue production. So we've discovered this peptide molecule that produces collagen and looks as if it has a lot of potential in treatment of skin disease or wounds, or in cosmetic applications, which is probably the easiest thing to think about. When you have wrinkles, for example, you might be able to treat them with this functional peptide molecule. We've got ideas about how to then develop those materials so they could be used in wound healing, so treating post-operative wounds or burns. Also with colleague Che Connan in the pharmacy department here, we're thinking about how we can use that to treat damaged eyes, the cornea of the eye specifically. So we think these materials are, you know, could have a number of quite important applications.